Good afternoon, everybody. What's going on, everybody? Back from Madison Square Garden last night. We are going to go over everything that happened last night, yesterday, at MSG, the Cathedral of Sport here in the United States of America, as Donald Trump took the stage in his hometown, in the city that he built. Look, there's going to be a lot of people in the chat today who were there who can tell you what it was like. It was out of control. This is probably my 20th rally I've been to of Donald Trump's, ish, something like that. This was like nothing I have ever seen before. It was out of control. From the crowds, to the energy, to the atmosphere, it was bananas, B-A-N-A-S. It was out of control. I was volunteering with the New York City Young Republicans yesterday. We got an amazing opportunity to help out the campaign. Some of you may have seen us. If you were on the special guest line, it was really, really crazy. It was just absolutely bananas. 20,000 people inside. Apparently, GPS data clocked that there were 97,000 people in the vicinity of Madison Square Garden, in the direct vicinity of Madison Square Garden last night. Out of control. It was out of control. We're going to talk about the good. We're going to talk about the controversial. Because naturally, over the course of a seven-hour rally, someone said something that white liberals don't like, and now we've got to piss and moan about it. So we're gonna talk about all of that. I'm going to show you guys some of the clips that came out last night. Everyone was there. Everyone was there. Let's go over some of the names. Dr. Phil, Tulsi Gabbard, Matt Gaetz, Elise Stefanik, Byron Donalds, Speaker Johnson, Don Jr. spoke, Eric spoke, Laura spoke, Elon spoke, Bobby Kennedy spoke, Tucker Carlson, Hulkamania, baby. We're going to show you Hulkamania. Absolutely incredible. Chris Macchio finished off the night with New York, New York. In one of the most poignant things I think I've ever seen. Got to see a lot of cool people there yesterday. Got to meet some cool guys. Got to meet the boys from the Trigonometry podcast. Shout out to Francis Foster and Constantine Kissin. Ran into them. Ran into Michael Knowles and Dave Rubin, Rick Grinnell. All of our friends that were there. Nick Sorter and Jack Posobiec and his brother Kevin and the Engelman brothers. It was bananas. It was unbelievable. Ran into producer Frankie, ran into Crispy, Alan Jacoby, all of our friends, everybody was there. It was an absolute great time. Kate, what's up? I was hanging out with Kate for a while there in the chat. Just a great, great time. We're going to go over all of the, it absolutely was a who's who of American politics, American culture. It was a great, great time. We're going to go over all that stuff today, guys. Hit that thumbs up button. Share the video out all over the place. Let's pop that live chat up there. Say hello to everybody. Let's see. Angela, how are you? Diane, how are you? AC Knight, what's happening? Ada, what's happening? Greg, how are you? How are you? Let's pop over here. Kimberly, what's going on? Arrow Pink, how are we doing? We're going to talk about a lot of the controversy today. No, Lee Zeldin was not there. He was on reserve duty. So I believe he was on reserve duty. He was not able to be there. It was unfortunate because Lee would have loved it. It was one of the best nights I think I've ever had. Let's look at the chat. Victoria says, last night was such a magical feeling, and I loved seeing our First Lady and our President together. It brought tears to my eyes. Yes, it absolutely did. She was absolutely great. Carrie Ann was there. What an amazing day. It was great. Chat, let me know if you were there last night. How many of you were there? Q1Q, what happened with the comedian? We're going to talk about Tony Hinchcliffe. We're going to talk about him because he has caused a kerfuffle. He has caused quite the kerfuffle with a couple of the jokes he made last night, one specifically about Puerto Rico. Naturally, the amount of pearl clutching that went on was out of control. Guys, before we get started, hit that thumbs up button, hit the like button, hit the share button. Guys, that's the best way to get this show out to the most amount of people. Make sure, if you are not following, rumble.com/LFATV, rumble.com/LFATV, you need to. The channel's growing bigger and better than ever before, so make sure you guys are following that up. Somebody in my chat is talking about the Yankee game, so we will not be doing that because we don't discuss the Yankees on this show. This is a New York Mets show. We don't do that crap. We don't do that crap. So let's dive right in because there is so much I want to get to. I just want to say, if you guys haven't, obviously there's not a lot of time left to do this, but if you guys haven't been to a Trump rally yet and it's in your area, I think there's one at Georgia Tech today. If you're in the state of Georgia, head on down to Atlanta, go to the Trump rally there. Look, there's probably going to be a couple more left. Actually, let me look them up right now. See if there's any more coming up that you guys can go to. You guys need to be there. You need to be there. Oh, yeah, there's going to be plenty. Atlanta, tomorrow he's going to be in Allentown, Pennsylvania. The next day he's going to be in Rocky Mountain, North Carolina. The next day, or later in the day, he'll be in Green Bay with Brett Favre. That's pretty exciting. Henderson, Nevada, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Salem, Virginia, all the way up until Election Day, guys. Make sure, if you guys haven't been, you have to go. You have to go. M. Bruno says, I was at Coachella, and it was awesome. It was awesome, yes. It was out of control. It was absolutely out of control. We're going to show you guys some of the stuff that happened there last night. We're going to start off with Hulkamania, okay? These are all original videos. Most of them are original videos. Most of them are original videos. That we got last night that I was able to take. Hulk Hogan took the stage and the crowd went pretty insane. Hulkamania came out last night. It was such a, it's always fun when he's there. Obviously, you know, he's a performer and he's been entertaining the Madison Square Garden crowd for quite some time. Let's see, who else do we have here? Let's see. Byron Donalds was there. Byron Donalds, I thought, was great. He came out to John Cena's theme song, which was pretty fitting for the evening. Obviously, Byron Donalds, he may be a congressman from Florida, but he's still a Brooklyn boy at heart. So he got to speak in his hometown, which I'm sure was absolutely amazing for him. Shout out to Congressman Donalds, who went out there and absolutely killed it. More importantly, I want to talk about the you guys saw that video. We're gonna be showing more and more of the video throughout the day. But the amount of liberal freakout over the place being empty. I mean this. If someone tells you that the Donald Trump event last night in Madison Square Garden was empty, that there was an empty seat in the House, they're lying to you. You couldn't fit bacteria in that damn place last night. It was out of control. When they shut the line down, the people's faces when they saw they weren't going to be able to get in was out of control. That I felt so genuinely bad for them. I felt so bad for them. Of course, there was more last night. Here was Tucker Carlson.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage Tucker Carlson.
I saw the Grateful Dead in this arena in 1987. I was seated right there. How weird. It's such an honor to be here, and it's wild. Just another day following Bobby Kennedy Jr. at a Donald Trump rally in Madison Square Garden. I mean, what? That's totally normal. Liz Cheney's out there with Kamala Harris. And there's Bobby Kennedy calling to protect women's sports at a Trump rally. It's a realignment. It's unbelievable. And the fact that it's here is even sweeter. Imagine if you're, and just pause for one moment. Imagine you're Donald Trump. You're from New York City. You become famous in New York City. You make your fortune in New York City. And all of a sudden, the leadership of New York City decides they're going to destroy you because they don't like your politics. And so they... Yeah, boo. Imagine if that were you, though. And they try and take everything that you have. They try and put you in prison. They try and put your children in prison. If that happened to you, how often do you think you'd be going back to New York City? How about never? And yet he's here. It's like getting thrown out of a bar. And you think to yourself, well, you know, all my friends are in the bar. And you approach the door and there's the bouncer like, you're not allowed in here. But from behind the bouncer, you hear the cheers of your friend, come on in! And the bouncer hangs his head in shame. Ugh. He's embarrassed that he's working for the man trying to keep the most popular person out of the bar. And that's Donald Trump back in the city that produced him with no embarrassment at all in a room full of his friends. The stones that takes, the bravery that takes is incredible. Donald Trump's gonna win. He's gonna win. I know that that's true. Why is Donald Trump gonna win? The people he's about to defeat have no idea. And they're panicked. They have no idea why people like Donald Trump. And their first theory was, well, Donald Trump is evil, so half the country's evil also. And that's one of the reasons they spent the last 4 years trying to destroy the country, because they're mad at its voters for liking Donald Trump. How much easier would it have been just to pause for 20 minutes and ask yourself honestly in some silent place, why do people like Donald Trump? And if they had been honest enough to ask themselves that question, they would have come up with the two main reasons, and here's what they are. The first reason that people like Donald Trump is because he likes them. That's why. And it's real. Affection is something you can't fake. I don't care how many times Kamala Harris would tell me she loves me, I don't believe her. I saw her kiss her husband with a mask on. A mask on. That's her version of love. It's fake. It's not real. They spent 10 years telling you Trump is a hater. Do you feel that on him? No, you don't.
No, you do not. And we're going to keep showing. Believe me, I could do this entire show today. Just running clips from what happened last night. We've got a few more that I want to get to, but the entire event last night was historic, and I'm so happy that I got to be there for that and I got to experience that, and I'm so happy that so many of you did as well. I'm sorry I couldn't come see all of you. I was working most of the time, but it was It really was something. It really was something to be seen. Before we keep rocking and rolling here today, guys, Mike Lindell.
You're still looking good.
I'm still feeling good. You know, I've got all your MyPillow products: mattress topper, bed sheets, MyPillows, towels, slippers, blankets, sleepwear.
Whoa, Charles! Everyone now can get MyPillow products at huge discounts at MyPillow.com. That's right. Now's the time to go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to take advantage of our 3-in-1 sale. We're bringing you exciting new products, overstock specials, and closeout deals you won't find anywhere else. For example, when you buy one of our brand new MyPillow 2.0s, you get another one absolutely free. And with our overstock sale, you save 50% on our luxurious Giza Dream bed sheets. That's as low as $29.99 for the best sheets ever. And with our biggest closeout special, you get our all-season slippers for only $35 or our sandals and slides for just $25. Quantities are limited, and once they're gone, they're gone.
Guys, head on over to MyPillow.com. Promo code LOUD. That's MyPillow.com. Promo code LOUD for up to 80% off everything on the website. That's MyPillow.com. Promo code LOUD. What's going on, everybody? Guys, hit the thumbs up button. I want to say hello to everybody in the chat that I might have missed. Big numbers today. Yes, Madison Square Garden holds about 20,000. I think it's 19,500. Yes, I got to say, for my New Yorkers out there, the owner of Madison Square Garden, the owner of the Knicks and the Rangers who play there, is a man by the name of Jim Dolan. I've got to be honest, as a New York sports fan, I'm not really a fan of his. Not really a fan of his at all. Haven't been for years, as the Rangers and the Knicks normally toil in obscurity. However, because the Rangers and the Knicks are good now, and they allow Donald Trump to do his rally there, I certainly don't mind the Dolans anymore. Just saying. So to the Dolan family, I shall be nice to you now that our teams are good and, you know, all that happened. So let's keep on moving and grooving here, guys. Hit the like button. Hit that thumbs up button. Share the video out all over the place. Elon Musk spoke there as well last night, and he was almost brought to tears by the ovation he got once he hit the stage.
Now, you guys are awesome. Honestly, this is like, yeah.
Boy, a lot of Nazi energy in that room. We're going to get to all of that nonsense as well, because it was complete and utter freak out from the MSNBC crowd. Elon was great. He introduced Melania Trump. She was spectacular and elegant and gorgeous and brilliant as always last night. As I said, I could play clips of the show the entire time. One thing I did want to make sure that I showed you guys. I have been to dozens of events at Madison Square Garden. The Knicks, the Rangers. I've seen Billy Joel there like 5 times. I have never felt an energy like I did last night when Lee Greenwood came out and Donald Trump entered the place singing Proud to Be an American. I've never felt anything like this before in my life. Not at the World Series with the Mets. Nothing. I've never felt this sort of energy, guys. Check this out.
Thank you.
And this is the point I want you to really take a look at, okay? Look at this arena. I'm going to, you know what I'm going to do here? We're going to put that on mute for a second. And I'm going to play this clip back. I want you to look at all of the people here. Tell me, find me an empty seat. Find me one. Find me an empty seat in the totality of this arena. You can't do it. This rally went on for 7 hours. Most of the people there had been there since 5 a.m. and nobody left. Nobody left. So CNN and MSNBC wants to talk about how people left early. It's crap. It's complete and utter crap. You know what? Let's listen to this one more time. I tell you guys, I could live in that moment forever. 20,000 New Yorkers, people from Jersey, just coming together, having a good time. I could live in that moment forever. It was the feeling was just, it was palpable, and it was so incredible to be a part of it. So I want to thank the Trump campaign for allowing us, the New York City Young Republicans, to assist them in that. Shout out to Alex Zeke and Gavin Wax and Stefano Forte and Mario Nicoletto. They ran the show out there. They absolutely kicked ass. I don't know how they were able to handle all that stuff. It was absolutely great. Absolutely great stuff. So we're going to keep going here in just a minute. Before we do, Armor Colostrum.
The biggest benefit, honestly, has been with my skin. My skin was more hydrated, more radiant.
This is the best superfood that you could take.
It has all the essential nutrients you need for your skin, your gut, energy, focus, mood, performance.
My hair has gotten so much thicker ever since taking this.
I used to have a probiotic, a green juice. I replaced it all with this Arma Colostrum. It is amazing.
You got to take it.
If you want to try it, try Arma.com.
Guys, start feeling better today with the superfood formula over at armorcolostrum.com, over at Armor Colostrum. That is tryarmra.com/LFATV. That's tryarmra.com/LFATV to get 15% off and free shipping. Go to tryarmra.com/LFATV. It was so good over there that Jonathan Carl over at CNN, Good Morning America, excuse me, had to eat a little bit of crow.
Look, I was there for about 6 hours yesterday. First thing I've got to say, Madison Square Garden was packed. People waited hours to get in. They sat through hour after hour of this rally. They were fervent in their devotion to all things Trump. Trump has created a movement. There is no doubt. I cannot think of another Republican figure of my lifetime who could have come into a Democratic city like New York and put together anything like that.
Anything like that. I don't know anyone. See, here's the difference between Trump and the other ones. Maybe people could have done it, but they wouldn't have done it. Donald Trump did. Today, Donald Trump is in Atlanta at Georgia Tech. I don't remember Mitt Romney going there. I don't remember John McCain going there. Donald Trump is going to make a play for the places that most Republicans wouldn't. Now, let's get to the controversy. Because there were some things said there last night that some people did not like. Fair. There's a guy that many of you probably have never heard of whose name is Tony Hinchcliffe. He is a longtime comedy writer, a longtime writer on all of the roasts If you guys remember the roast back in the day with like Greg Giraldo and Jeff Ross and whatnot, he hosts a, I don't know what you'd even call it. It's not really a podcast. It's like a online. It's called Kill Tony. It's absolutely great. I love it. I think it's hilarious. But he said some things, and some people didn't like it. Let's get to it.
They love making babies too. Just know that. These Latinos, they love making babies too. Just know that. They do. They do. There's no pulling out. They don't do that. I don't know if you guys know this, but there's literally a floating island of garbage in the middle of the ocean right now. Yeah. I think it's called Puerto Rico. That's a cool black guy with a thing on his head. What the hell is that, a lampshade? I'm just kidding. That's one of my buddies. He had a Halloween party last night. We had fun. We carved watermelons together. It was awesome.
She is some sick Hillary Clinton, huh? What a sick son of a The whole party, a bunch of degenerates.
She is the devil, whoever screamed that out. She is the Antichrist.
It's going to be pretty hard to look at us and say, you know what? Kamala Harris, she got 85 million votes because she's just so impressive. As the first Samoan Malaysian low IQ former California prosecutor ever to be elected president.
After those disgusting warm-up acts, Trump then ratcheted up his incendiary, vengeful rhetoric.
I will launch the largest deportation program in American history.
All right, now let's forget it. Let's forget about that. Obviously, the big controversy was not with Sid Rosenberg, was not with Tucker Carlson's comments, was not with that other guy who I don't know who that is. It was with Tony Hinchcliffe. I'm going to speak directly to the audience here, just right to you here. First off, if your vote is being swayed by an offhand joke from a comedian that Latinos have a lot of kids, or a watermelon joke, if your vote is being swayed by that, you're a fucking idiot. I mean, you're just an idiot. You're just, like, you shouldn't be able to vote. You should have your right to vote taken away from you because you are too stupid to make to make a decision for the American people, okay? He's a comedian. Now, whether you like the joke, you don't like the joke, up, down, sideways, leftways, I don't care. First off, it wasn't that offensive of a joke. That's number one. But number two, you can go ahead and clutch all the pearls you want about the Tony Hinchcliffe joke. You know why? Because this morning, MSNBC did this.
But that jamboree happening right now, you see it there on your screen, in that place is particularly chilling. Because in 1939, more than 20,000 supporters of a different fascist leader, Adolf Hitler, packed the garden for a so-called pro-America rally, a rally where speakers voiced anti-Semitic rhetoric from a stage draped with Nazi banners. When a Jewish protester rushed the stage, the Associated Press reported, quote, instantly, a dozen or more stormtroopers set upon him, knocking him down and beating him as he held his head in his arms. Most of his clothing was torn from his body. Later, he was booked for disorderly conduct. Now, against that backdrop of history, Donald Trump, the man who has threatened to use the military against opponents he calls enemies from within, who has threatened to use the troops to quell what he says are lawless cities, and to use those troops to carry out mass deportations of immigrants, is once again turning Madison Square Garden into a staging ground for extremism.
Okay, first off, Donald Trump has not said any of those things. That's number one. Number two, comparing an event that happened 100 years ago with a different group of people, mostly Democrats, to some sort of Nazi rally in today's day and age in America would only lead me to respond to the idiots over at MSNBC in such a way as this.
Go fuck yourself. But go fuck yourself. Is that clear? I hope it is. Go fuck yourself. But go fuck yourself.
I think Elon puts a pretty good. I think he said it best right there. I think he said it best. So let me get this straight. Liberal media, Tony Hinchcliffe makes an offensive joke about Puerto Ricans, and you can't handle it. But you can equate 100,000 people outside of Madison Square Garden to Hitler supporters with no problem, no issue whatsoever. Forgive me for not giving a shit what you have to say. Mika Brzezinski, of course, she just couldn't handle it. She was so appalled that she didn't even have time to do her hair this morning.
I think a lot of people are seeing that rally at Madison Square Garden, seeing all those people. Doesn't mean he's going to win the race. But my point is, it's discouraging that so many people would gather and rally to hate speech in America, that it's discouraging and it hurts that people who have family in Puerto Rico, who are Puerto Rican Americans, who are American citizens, are hearing hate like that. It's discouraging, Joe. And I do want to show Michelle Obama in Kalamazoo, but I just think it's important to look at the situation, and it's not just, oh my gosh, about the race. It's, oh my gosh, how did we get here? How did we get here?
Course.
Where a stadium of people come to hate. That's a different country, a different time.
You know how you get past that?
How do you get past that?
Work harder, vote, and win. That's how you get past it.
You know how you could get past it? You could put less Botox in your head. You could do that if you want. You could give that a try, Mika Brzezinski. How many people rallied to hate speech? How many people rallied to hate speech? What are we going to do? What are we going to do? People are saying things we don't like. How did we get here, Joe Scarborough, Mika Brzezinski? I'll tell you how we got here. 40 years of listening to people like the next person we're going to show who just make shit up in order to line his own pockets. Because naturally, as most Americans know, when it is time to draw out a racial hoax, a money-making venture for one individual New Yorker, guys, who do you think we're going to talk about? Well, of course, if there's a racist incident or something that could be construed as racist in any way, shape, or form in the city of New York, naturally, who do we call? Well, we've got to call Reverend Al Sharpton because, you know, he'll never miss a beat. Here is Reverend Al Sharpton talking about Donald Trump touting his white skin, his white skin, except there's a little bit of context involved that Reverend Al leaves out.
But let's also go to what Donald Trump himself said last night, that some of the black men groups that I've been debating about why they can't be with Trump, he said, I could be laying out in the beach with my white skin getting tanned. I mean, this is Donald Trump's mouth. Right. Saying this. So I said to those on the fence, this is not a real racial signal. My pretty, white, beautiful, white skin. Yeah. Donald Trump said this last night at his homecoming.
That's not what he said.
The greatest resorts in the world. I could have been extremely happy. I could have had those beautiful waves smack me in the face. I could have had the beautiful suntan. This white skin could have been tan and beautiful.
So when people said that this was like reminiscent of the supremacist rally in 1939,
very scary.
The Nazis, I think that it lived up to that.
Very scary. Very, very scary, says Mika Brzezinski. She's horrific. You know, we got here, Mika Brzezinski, by 30 years of people like you telling people that they wanted to keep their own country. That's how we got here. 30 years of people like you selling our country down the tubes for ad revenue. That's how we got here. And we're never going back. I know that's a Kamala Harris line, but I want to make something very clear to all the rich white liberals out there. If you think that Donald Trump ends on November 5th, if you think the MAGA movement goes away, win, lose, or draw, if you think this populism wave goes away after Donald Trump goes away, you are so delusional, I don't even know what to tell you. We're going to keep rocking and rolling here today, guys. Before we do that, hit that thumbs up button. Share the video out all over the place. Let's pop this live chat up on the screen. We got some unusual viewers in the chat today. What's up, Christina Conrad? You got to go to your first rally last night. Dana Diffindale, who decided to go live on Facebook last night for 4.5 hours. I don't know how her arm didn't fall off. What up, Dana? How are you? Diane, what's happening? Make sure I get everybody in here. Jimmy, how are you? Very, very good stuff. You know, I'm going to take this opportunity to talk about my dear friend Christina Conrad, because I can say stuff here and she can't respond. So I wanted to make sure she got in to see the Trump rally, because, you know, it doesn't look like it's going so well for the Yankees, and she's having a bad week. So I wanted to make sure she was able to really enjoy something this week, make it memorable, because when the Yankees get swept by the Dodgers, you know, she's not going to handle it so well. And because I have the microphone and she doesn't, I can say whatever I want. So let's get over to that Rumble chat right now. Ricky Coates, we love you too. Sagan, how are you? What's happening, everybody? Johnny Caff in the... Johnny Caffiero's in the Rumble chat. What's happening? What is going on, everybody? I really just want to reiterate how amazing yesterday was. And I got a little surprise for you guys at the very end. I'm going to show you guys. But I got to see my boy Russell. He was there. Got to see so many good friends. Benny Johnson and Nick Sorter. And so many great people got to see yesterday. It really was a who's who of what's happening. I got to see the great Liz Willis. So many people, guys. It was Scott Pressler was there. Scott, great. Joe Pinion, what's happening? We're going to have Joe on next week to talk about election stuff. Always good to have Joe on. Make sure you guys keep it locked in here. We've got so many great guests coming up over the course of the next couple of weeks. So, MSNBC decided that, you know, they wanted to get the opinion of a real Latina woman about the controversial Tony Hinchcliffe comments. So naturally, who did they go to? Who did they go to? Did they go to a refugee from Cuba? Did they go to, I don't know, somebody born in Puerto Rico, or somebody born in a Latin American country? Did they go to those? No, they didn't go to them. They went to the prissy white girl from Yorktown Heights, New York.
People also call.
Oh, no, wrong one.
So, mm-hmm. So, Congressman, last night, right here in New York City, your hometown, mm-hmm. Donald Trump held a packed rally at Madison Square Garden, and a number of speakers used downright racist and offensive language, no more so than the so-called comedian who said that Puerto Rico was an island of garbage. Can you just give us your reaction to what you heard last night, just hours and hours of frankly, hate, and what, frankly, how it could electrify this electorate?
Well, there's a couple of things. As you mentioned, this was a hate rally. Mm-hmm. This was not just a presidential rally. This was also not just a campaign rally. I think it's very important for people to understand that these are mini January 6th rallies. These are mini Stop the Steal rallies. These are rallies to prime an electorate into rejecting the results of an election if it doesn't go the way that they want. Because Donald Trump and that entire cadre of people up on that stage, Stephen Miller, et cetera, do not respect the law of the United States of America. And they either want to win this election or they are using rhetoric of taking it by force. Mm-hmm. That is what they mean, and that's what they're doing when they are inciting violence and hatred against Latinos, against Black Americans, against Americans.
Hold on, we gotta talk about that. We gotta talk about that. Why? Why do people do this? I don't understand this. And so many people do it. They'll be speaking normally, as they normally do, in their normal accent, and then all of a sudden, when they get to the word Latino, Latina, they gotta put on an accent. Every time. Watch. She'll do it again.
Mm-hmm. If it doesn't go the way that they want, because Donald Trump and that entire cadre of people up on that stage, Stephen Miller, etc., do not respect the law of the United States of America. And they either want to win this election or they are using rhetoric of taking it by force. Mm-hmm. That is what they mean, and that's what they're doing when they are inciting violence and hatred against Latinos, against Black.
Why does she do that?
They are using rhetoric of taking it by force. Mm-hmm. That is what they mean, and that's what they're doing when they are inciting violence and hatred against Latinos.
Listen, hey, Alex, I know you pretend to be from the Bronx, but as anybody, ladies, you'll know what you... Some people here will know what I'm talking about. So... Every white girl from the suburbs of New York used to go into the Bronx on the weekends and hang out and feel like they were tough and maybe do some things that made them feel a little bit edgy. And then what they would do is they would go back to homeroom on Monday morning at their rich white school, and they would tell all their friends about it. There's a word for it. It's called slumming. Everyone knows exactly what I'm talking about. And if you don't, I'm sure someone in the chat will let you know exactly what I'm talking about. But we got to make sure we get a rich white girl to express the feelings of Latino Latinas here in America as she puts on her shitty Tony Soprano, her shitty Tony Montana accent. Why don't we get a feeling from an actual Latino Latina woman in the crowd at the Donald Trump rally who came from Ecuador. Before we get to that, guys, hit that thumbs up button. Share the video out all over the place. Guys, head on over to lfatv.us. That's lfatv.us. That's your home base, your mothership for all things LFATV related. Some people in the chat know what I'm talking about when I say slumming. Some people know what I'm talking about. Let's see. Who knows? Who here knows? JV knows. Dawn Biz knows. Carol knows. B.A. Palumbo knows. Let's see. It's that Alan G. says, what's slumming? Somebody want to tell Alan what slumming is? I'm not saying it out loud. But some people know exactly what I'm talking about. I'll just leave that live chat up here and let you guys explain that out loud. So, guys, head on over to lfatv.us. That's lfatv.us. That's your home base, your mothership for all things LFATV related. That is the best way to support this network and everything we've got going on over here. Dawn Biz, if you know, you know. Barry knows, of course. Guys, lfatv.us, check out the shop over there and consider becoming a monthly donor over to LFATV. That's the best way to keep this network running. We can't do it without your help, guys. This is user-generated content, and we can't do it without your help. So, guys, head on over to lfatv.us. That's lfatv.us. ZBM is from Idaho and doesn't know what slumming is. So, I'll tell you later. I'll tell you when you're older. I'll tell you when you're older. So they decided, Dana knows. James Bryan says, is every show this entertaining? You're damn right it is. Every day, 1 p.m. Eastern time, 1 p.m. to 2. Giddy up, let's go. So a reporter for Timcast News, Elad, what the hell's Elad's last name? Forgot Elad's last name. But he went out and asked an actual Latina woman what she thought about Donald Trump and his comments. And it doesn't exactly go the same way AOC would have suggested.
People also call him racist because he's hawkishly anti-immigration. Have you heard this stuff? In his last race, there was this famous quote where he was talking about some illegal migrants as criminals and rapists.
He says some, and it's true. You know, I come from Ecuador, and what I'm going to say, that all Ecuadorians are perfect? No, there's so many, criminals here. They're from Ecuador. And should I, and I'm a racist because I say that? Because you speak facts. You're not racist. It's just speaking truth. He didn't say all Mexicans, all Spanish.
Let me ask also, in one of the most recent debates, too, he was talking about Haitian migrants eating cats and dogs. Did you hear this stuff, and what was your reaction to that?
My reaction should be the same reaction that everyone should have. I went to, investigate a little bit, do my research, and Haitians, they do that. They eat cats. Mm. No dogs, but they eat cats. In their culture, it's allowed. Mm. So it's not so crazy. But people, they just hear things and they don't go and do the research. They just go, oh, he's racist, he's crazy, he's this and that. No, it's not a lie. It was true, and I talked to some Haitian people and they told me, in Haiti, it's not such a big deal. They use it for it's a culture thing. It's a cultural thing.
There's one last topic I wanted to hit on. Democrats are constantly talking about how Donald Trump is a threat to democracy. Have you heard this stuff, and does any of that resonate with you?
Yes, it's laughable. You know why? Because who's the one being persecuted? Yeah. Why they wait until now to prosecute him? Why they didn't do it, before he decided to, run for president again? That's so perfect. The timing is perfect. Now he's a racist. He's a rapist. He's everything. They're so scared because of all the shit that he's going to uncover. They're so scared that they're going crazy.
This woman is my hero. If anyone knows her, please let me know. I'd love to have her on the show. But when you talk to actual people, not rich white girls like AOC, you don't get the exact sort of, you don't get the same feeling that they have. You don't get the rich white girl feeling. You get the feeling of what people actually feel like. It's laughable. And she tells it like it is. She tells it exactly like it is. But guys, we're going to move on to a couple of more stories. Because look, I could talk about the rally all day yesterday. Safe to say, just so you guys know, it was absolutely incredible. And I'm so happy so many of you got to experience it. Alongside the rest of us, it was historic. It was absolutely historic, guys. So, guys, hit that thumbs up button. Share the video out all over the place before we keep moving and grooving here. Guys, head on over to loudmajorityusa.com. That's loudmajorityusa.com. Sign up for the newsletter. Check out our shop. That is the best way to support this show and everything we've got going on. We've got so much new stuff over there. You guys are not going to want to miss out on any of that. Also, use promo code LFA to get 20% off everything on the website. That's promo code LFA. To get 20% off everything on the website, guys, loudmajorityusa.com. So, a couple little nuggets that went on over the course of the last couple of days. Apparently, there is a 22-year-old former Democratic delegate. She was picked to be a delegate for the Democratic Party, who has now decided over the last couple of days she is switching her vote and now voting for Donald Trump. So she was such a Democrat that she was picked to be one of the couple thousand people to be on the floor of the Democratic convention and has now decided to call it quits. Audrey McNeil, who was a DNC delegate in 2020 and 2024, made an announcement Friday in a video she posted to social media, the Daily Caller reported. In the clip, McNeil says she's planning on voting for Donald Trump and J.D. Vance on Election Day. She says, quote, "In 2020, I was elected at the age of 18 to become one of the youngest delegates in the Democratic Convention on behalf of my district. And in 2024, I was elected again to run as a DNC delegate. But this year, I'm casting my vote for Donald Trump." Here she is. 2020.
2020, I was elected at 18 to become one of the youngest delegates to the Democratic National Convention on behalf of my district. And in 2024, I was elected again to return to the DNC as a delegate. But this year, I'm casting my ballot for Donald Trump. You see, after I was elected in March, which was before Joe Biden's debate, I wanted to go to the DNC because I wanted answers on free speech issues, the border, and the economy. However, after reflecting on my time at the DNC, I realized that it was no longer the party of free speech and civil liberties that it used to be. In fact, Patrick Henry once said that the liberties of a people never were, nor ever will be secure when the transactions of their rulers may be concealed from them. And for the rulers of the Democratic Party elite to install Kamala Harris as the presidential nominee via stripping the vote of 14 million Americans, including their own delegates such as myself, well, that was a decision and a transaction that was concealed. And now I'm happy to say that I'm officially joining the Republican Party as a constitutional conservative.
Come on in. The water's warm. We need more of that. And look, I said this numerous times to people. I want you to imagine there's a couple thousand people watching this right now. It is a safe assumption that if the Republican National Convention replaced Donald Trump on the ticket with, say, Ron DeSantis or Nikki Haley or Chris Christie or pretty much anybody else, I know I would have stayed home, and I bet you would have too. And a lot of Democrats are starting to feel that way. I bet this young kid is not the only one who is calling it quits, who is saying that she has had enough of the nonsense, and we are edging closer and closer to that victory. As a matter of fact, In a wild turn of events, a new poll out of New Hampshire has Donald Trump now leading. Now, look, this is one poll. Let's not freak out that New Hampshire is going to go the other way. However, it is something to be seen that we are starting to see trend lines that even the media has to take notice of. And they certainly do not like it. They certainly do not like the fact that, wow, New Hampshire might go red for the first time since the year 2000. And what that would do is it completely opens up the electoral map in ways we've never seen before. Now Kamala Harris may have to win some of the Sun Belt states, which it doesn't look like she's going to do, with Donald Trump having a lead. I think they're tied in Arizona, but a pretty out-and-out lead in Georgia and an out-and-out lead in the state of Nevada. Also, one person that we've not heard from in a while is a man by the name of Nick Bosa. Nick Bosa is one of the baddest tight end, defensive ends in the NFL. He decided to crash the post-game speech on Sunday Night Football last night with this.
Points in the first half. What was said during halftime? Hey.
Just dropping in with his MAGA hat on. No big deal. You can see George Kittle there laughing his ass off.
All right. Nick Bosa with a message there.
Got to drop in that sort of messaging, baby. We need more of that. We need more of that. You know what else we need more of? I'm going to tell you what we need more of. We need more of America's tenor and the voice of Long Island. A kid from Long Island got to stand on stage last night and sing New York, New York with the once and future president of the United States. Guys, before we close out today, I'm going to leave you with a good friend of mine and a man with an amazing voice. Here's Chris Macchio closing out the rally. Guys, I will catch you back live tomorrow.